Brother Darcy Andrus, to commence with the reading of the vow. Brother Darcy, please. Pardon me, the resolve. Come up, please. My mistake. It's right here.
Okay. The resolve. My earliest thought, I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
Thank you, Brother Darcy, for reading the morning resolve for us. And next we'll have the vow, and Brother Dan Beard will read the vow for us.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to that room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Thank you, Brother Dan, for reading the vow for us. And next, we'll have the reading of the manna. And Brother Walter Markevich will read the manna for today, March 29th.
Thank you. Okay. Manna, March 29th.
By grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. As members of the fallen race, we were incapable of doing any work which our holy God could accept. Our present standing, therefore, as a new creature, is not the result of anything that the old creature did or could have done. It is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. This lesson must be thoroughly appreciated, else we will be continually in danger of falling. So far from considering the new creature as an evolution of the old creature, the apostle would have us understand distinctly that it is a new and separate creation. We were created in Christ Jesus, God's workmanship, prepared for good works, but not by good works. Once again, Ephesians, by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8.
Thank you, Brother Walter, for serving us with reading the manna for this morning. Thank you, brethren, for your service to us.